time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Tuesday, the Senate will vote on a motion to proceed to open debate on some sort of Obamacare repeal bill. One problem is that on Tuesday morning, no one knows exactly which bill they'll be voting on. It could be a straight repeal and delay replacement for 2 years bill. It could be the last version of the Senate's Better Care Reconciliation Act, or a newer one that no one has yet seen. The New York Times reporting Tuesday morning that the Senate will vote on the bill that narrowly passed the House, about which some senators said,
I don't know the details of how it's coming from the House right now, but my guess is we're going to spend at least a month looking at the issue.
You know, I think that the House Freedom Caucus made it a lot less bad is one of the nicest things I can think to say.
No amendments, debated for 3 or 4 hours. Anytime you have a process like this, hasn't been scored, you got to be suspicious.
Well, the Senate will write its own bill. I mean, that's the way it works, right? And so they'll pass theirs, we'll pass ours.
Do you like the House bill?
I frankly haven't paid that much of attention.
Really,
there's no reason for me to, because we will take it up here.
But at the end of the day, I think there'll be a Senate bill, and then those two bills at some point will have to come together.
The House bill is not going to come before us. The Senate is starting from scratch. We're going to draft our own bill.
We're all involved in discussing the way forward, and we'll address the issue in the coming weeks.
Senator Angus King was on CNN's New Day Tuesday morning.
What plan are you voting on today for health care?
Let me give you a quick synopsis of what I know about the bill that we're going to be voting on this afternoon. I'm absolutely serious.
Notes.
There is no one who knows. I talked to two senior Republicans last Thursday afternoon. I said, what are we going to be voting on Tuesday? They said, we have no idea. I think it's going to be the House bill, but then there may be a substitute amendment. And it's, I've never seen a process like this. No hearings, no discussion, and to be talking about 1/6 of the U.S. economy and tens of millions of people without any understanding of what the implications are, I really don't understand.
Whichever version they vote on would result in over 22 million Americans losing health care coverage. The president held an event at the White House on Monday featuring so-called Obamacare victims, then went to West Virginia to speak at the Boy Scout Jamboree, where he regaled the scouts with stories of cocktail parties with hot guests, talked politics, and even relived his election night win.
We won Florida, we won South Carolina, we won North Carolina, we won Pennsylvania. We won and won. So when they said, there is no way to victory. There is no way to 270. You know, I went to Maine 4 times because it's one vote, and we won. But we won. One vote. I went there because I kept hearing we're 269. But then Wisconsin came in many, many years. Michigan came in. So, and we worked hard there. You know, my opponent didn't work hard there.
Trump also introduced his Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price while demanding that Tuesday's vote to kill Obamacare pass.
Secretary Tom Price is also here, and hopefully he's going to get the votes tomorrow to start our path toward killing this horrible thing known as Obamacare that's really hurting us. So, by the way, you're going to get the votes? He better get them. He better get them. Oh, he better. Otherwise, I'll say, Tom, you're fired. I'll get somebody.
More importantly, Senator Shelley Moore Capito, who's been leaning towards a no vote, was Trump's guest on Air Force One to her home state and at the rally, undoubtedly subject to immense pressure to vote for repeal. Senator John McCain, recently diagnosed with brain cancer, announced Monday night that he will return to the Senate for the Tuesday vote, giving Republicans a critical vote. Tuesday morning began with another tweet storm from the president on the day's planned vote and again berating his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, adding fuel to the fire of stories reporting that he and his advisors are floating possible replacements should Sessions resign or be fired. The newly named White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was on Fox Tuesday morning.
Does he want the attorney general to go? He called him beleaguered yesterday. I've never heard a commander in chief call his own attorney general beleaguered.
Look, I know that he is certainly frustrated and disappointed in the attorney general for recusing himself. But as we've said, I think that's a decision that if the president wants to make, he certainly will. And he's continuing to move forward.
Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and a senior White House advisor, told investigators with the Senate Intelligence Committee behind closed doors on Monday he had met with Russian officials four times last year, but said he didn't collude with Moscow to influence the 2016 election.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so. I had no improper contacts. I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
Kushner goes before the House Intelligence Committee on Tuesday. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, check out The Nicole Sandler Show, Tuesday through Friday, 3 to 4 Eastern, at NicoleSandler.com and on the Progressive Voices Network.